Title: Bass Note Glide Control Using Arrangement View Intermediate. Alright, let's level up your drum and bass basslines with one of the fastest This Sounds Pro techniques. Glide, also called portamento. Specifically, we're going to control glide with intention in arrangement view, so it happens only when you want it, exactly on the notes you choose, and lock to your drums instead of smearing all over the groove. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a rolling DNB bass part that's mostly tight and punchy, but with a few strategic slides that add tension, movement, and that slightly menacing, talking bass vibe. And we'll do it using stock Ableton tools in a way that translates to basically any synth. First, set the scene. Put your project tempo in the drum and bass zone, 172 to 176 BPM. I like 174 as a sweet spot. Drop in a simple drum loop, kick and snare on 2 and 4, some hats, nothing fancy. The drums don't need to be perfect, they just need to be there so you can judge whether the bass glide feels tight or late. Now let's build a bass synth that can actually glide in a controlled way. Create a MIDI track and load Wave Eatable. Start simple. Oscillator 1 can be a sign if you're focusing on sub, or basic shapes if you want a little more harmonic information to hear the movement. Turn oscillator 2 off for now. The key settings are these: set voices to 1 so it's mono, enable glide, and then set glide mode to legato. This is the entire trick. Legato mode means glide only happens when notes overlap. No overlap, the note re-triggers normally. Overlap the notes, and you get the slide. That's how arrangement view becomes your glide control panel, because you're literally composing where the slides happen by editing the note lengths. Set glide time somewhere around 60 to 120 milliseconds to start. In drum and bass, small numbers go a long way. Big slides can be cool, but if everything is sliding at 174 BPM, your bassline can turn into soup fast. If you prefer operator for a cleaner jungle-style sub, you can do the same concept. Mono voice, glide on, and if you have a legato behavior option, use it. If not, you'll still get a lot of control from overlap behavior, but Wave Eatable makes the legato workflow super straightforward. Now go to Arrangement View and create a MIDI clip that's 4 to 8 bars long. We are not trying to write the most complex bassline ever. Keep it minimal, because the movement will come from glide. Choose a key like F minor if you want a classic darker palette, and write a roller rhythm, mostly eighth notes, a couple of offbeat pushes, and leave space around the snare hits. In DNB, if your bass is stepping all over beats 2 and 4, it usually fights the snare instead of supporting it. Here comes the core technique, controlling glide with note overlap. Open the MIDI editor for your clip, and find one moment where you want a slide. A classic place is right before a downbeat, like sliding into the first note of a new bar. So here's a microstructure that works extremely well at fast tempos. Put your destination note exactly on the grid. For example, bar 1 beat 1, right on 1.1.1. Then put a lead note 1 grid division earlier, often 1/16th before, and extend that lead note just past the downbeat so it overlaps the destination note by a tiny amount. That overlap can be really small. Start with something like 10 to 30 milliseconds. The point is not to make a long blended chord. The point is to trigger legato glide. Teacher note: glide fires because of the overlap, but the feel is decided by the note start times. So you can keep your arrival perfectly on grid, but still have a little pitch ramp that leads into it. That's how you get movement without losing tightness. And here's the simple rule you'll keep repeating: overlapping notes equal glide, non-overlapping notes equal re-trigger. So you now have total control per transition, without touching automation yet. Next, let's tighten timing so the glide locks to the drums. Zoom in. In drum and bass, glide can feel late even if it's technically correct, because the pitch takes time to arrive. If it feels like the bass lands after the kick, you've got three fixes. Fix 1. Shorten the glide time. Fix 2. Shorten the overlap. Fix 3, and this is a big one: move the leading note slightly earlier, while keeping the destination note exactly on the grid. That way the slide happens before the moment that matters, and the bass arrives right when the drums hit. Another coach tip: use duration view and a fine grid. Set your grid to something like 1/64, or even turn grid off for a moment, and make your overlaps consistent. If one overlap is basically zero and another is huge, you'll feel it as random groove, like the bass is stumbling. Now we're going to make it expressive with arrangement automation. Hit it to enter automation mode. On your bass track, select the synth parameter for glide time, or portamento time depending on the instrument. Here's the mindset: draw glide time automation as events. not as constant curving motion. Keep a stable baseline so the bass is predictable and punchy, then spike or ramp the glide time only where you want a moment. A solid starting plan is baseline around 50 to 90 milliseconds for the rolling sections. Then at the end of a 4-bar or 8-bar phrase, ramp it up to 150 to 250 milliseconds for a turnaround. And if you want one scary moment, a single dramatic swoop, push beyond 300 milliseconds briefly. 1, not 10. That's how it hits. As you listen, focus on arrival pitch clarity. At fast tempos, long slides can mask the destination note so you don't really perceive the pitch you landed on. If the bass line starts sounding undefined, shorten glide time or reduce the overlap, so you spend more time actually sitting on the target note. Now let's do the very D&B thing. Sub and mid layers. Duplicate your bass MIDI track. One track will be sub, one will be mid. On the mid layer, switch to a richer wave eatable, something soish or complex, and maybe add a little filter movement or subtle FM for character. Then separate them with EQ. On the mid layer, high pass around 120 to 180 HC so it's not fighting your sub. On the sub layer, low pass somewhere around 90 to 120 HC to keep it clean and stable. Important: keep glide behavior consistent across layers. If the mid layer slides differently than the sub, the bass can feel like it's splitting in half during transitions. A really practical check is to temporarily drop a tuner on each layer. During slides, you want both layers to track similarly. If the mid arrives way earlier than the sub, tighten it up so the movement feels unified. Now add a clean stock mix chain, especially on the mid layer, because that's where you can safely add weight and aggression. Start with EQ8. If it feels boxy, do a gentle dip around 200 to 400 HC. Then add saturator, analog clip mode, drive maybe 2 to 60 dB, soft clip on. After that, glue compressor at 2-to-1 ratio around 10 ms attack, release on auto, aiming for 1-to-3 dB of gain reduction. Then utility for gain staging. On the sub, keep it simple. EQ8 and utility. Make the sub mono. If you want width, keep it out of the low end. The sub is your foundation. It should be boring in the best possible way. If your slides are clicky or inconsistent, adjust the amp envelope. On the mid layer, a tiny bit of attack, like 1 to 5 milliseconds, can smooth the transitions. On the sub, keep it as fast as possible but avoid clicks. And if you do long slides on a pure sign and the pitch feels like it's wandering, you can add the tiniest hint of harmonic support so the ear can track it, like a very subtle second harmonic in operator or extremely conservative saturation. The key word is subtle. You want translation and clarity, not low-end chaos. Let's talk arrangement, because glide isn't just sound design, it's structure. Think of glide markers like signposts for the listener. Bars 1 to 4, keep glides minimal. Establish the groove. Bars 5 to 8, add one or two signature slides that become a hook. Pre-drop, automate a longer glide so it feels like you're falling into the next section. Second drop, increase the density slightly, like one glide per bar, but keep the times tight so it doesn't get smeary. This is how you raise intensity without adding more notes. And a really slick concept: keep the sub mostly straight, and let the mid layer do extra micro glides on offbeats. The listener hears complexity, but the low end stays solid and mix friendly. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid. If your synth is in poly mode, glide can be unpredictable or not happen properly. Use mono. If you're not in legato glide mode, the synth may slide on every note change, and you lose control. If you overlap too much, you smear the rhythm. If glide time is too long for the groove, the bass will feel late. And if your sub isn't mono and clean, your track won't hit consistently on real systems. Let's wrap with a practice exercise you can do right now. Make an 8-bar clip at 174 BPM. Use just a few notes, like F, Eb, and C. Add exactly 3 glide moments. First, a 1/16th slide into the downbeat of bar 2. Second, a quick upward slide into a syncopated offbeat in bar 5. Third, a longer end of phrase slide into the last hit of bar 8. Set your normal glide time around 70 milliseconds, but for that third glide only, ramp to about 220 milliseconds briefly. Then bounce a quick export and listen on headphones. Ask yourself, can you tap the rhythm easily, or did the slide smear it? Do the destination notes feel clearly in tune and on time? And does the glide actually add vibe, or is it distracting? Final recap to lock it in. Mono plus legato glide is the foundation. In arrangement view, your note overlaps decide when the slide happens, and automation decides how dramatic it is. Keep most of the bass tight, and treat longer glides as special events. Separate sub and mid, keep sub clean and mono, and let the mid do the drama. If you tell me whether you're aiming for a jungle sign sub, a Reese roller, or a Neuro style mid, plus your key, I can suggest glide time ranges and a simple overlap recipe that matches that exact vibe.